The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Episode of the North Pole Podcast. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Topping our email from fans and supporters of Santa are continual questions about Santa's reindeer. Most want to know why the reindeer leave the North Pole every Christmas and just where is it that they go before they come back. Here to discuss this with us is an elf who knows an awful lot about reindeer because he spends so much time with them on his sleigh. Elf Crash Murphy, Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter Crash, does your team of reindeer leave the North Pole too?
Hi, Frank. Yeah, they do, but you need to understand they aren't really my reindeer. They're reindeer who are assigned to me and they're trained specifically for the duty we get to perform. I usually have them for everything I do in December, but they really aren't mine, Frank. I've got two personal reindeer at home that are mine, and they drive my personal sleigh. But my work sleigh is powered by a team of very special reindeer.
What about your personal reindeer, Crash? Do they leave, too?
Well, they go every other year. Billy and Tank are their names, and honestly, they're some pretty old reindeer, Frank.
Really, Crash?
Yeah, Billy is close to 400 years old now, and she worked for years as a freighter for Santa, hauling stuff to the North Pole for Santa's workshop. And she's a sweet old gal, Frank. I just love her. She's gentle and sweet, but she's still got a lot of energy for a reindeer her age, and she flies as smooth as butter. I'm really lucky to have her.
Wow, that's amazing, Crash. I'm not sure most elves know their reindeer that well. I've only got one reindeer for my sleigh, and, well, really, I don't know that I need him, to tell you the truth. I live pretty close to work, so most days I just walk here and leave the sleigh at home. His name is Needles, and he seems a little lonely.
Well, you shouldn't leave him laying around like that, Frank. He needs to work. He needs to run. Probably wouldn't hurt you to get the wind in your hair every now and then, too.
Well, I'm a city boy, Crash. I was never much into animals and such. I honestly wouldn't know what to do with Needles if I got him far from home. I mean, what if he gets hungry?
Geez, Frank, he's a reindeer. He'll eat whatever you got on the sleigh. The reindeer department's pretty good at keeping your sleigh loaded with oats and stuff for the reindeer. I'm sure Needles would do just fine if you just gave him a little something to do. Does he leave once Christmas is over, too?
No, he's never left. He's here at the North Pole year-round. Nobody at the reindeer department has ever told me that he needs anything.
Well, where is he from, Frank?
Well, I was told he's from northern Canada.
Well, he's from here, then. No wonder he never leaves.
Well, why do the reindeer leave the North Pole anyway, Crash? What's the big deal if they just stay here? I mean, they get very well taken care of here.
It's not about that, Frank. The reindeer are great at taking care of themselves. They don't need the reindeer department to survive. The reindeer department exists to meet their needs and to serve them and train them, Frank, and they do a great job. But if truth be told, it would be that the reindeer are independent creatures who like to take care of themselves. Sending them back to their homelands every year lets them do that, and it makes them happy. Santa doesn't want unhappy reindeer, Frank.
Well, that's something I've just never understood all that well, Crash. I mean, what if the reindeer don't return? We go through that every few years when the reindeer wait to come back to the North Pole. Everyone gets all nervous. Why doesn't Santa just keep them here? Aren't they happy at the North Pole? I mean, we're elves. We're here all the time. We're happy. Wouldn't the reindeer be happy here all the time?
Well, some are. I suppose your Needles is a good example of that. The North Pole is close enough to northern Canada where he's from that maybe it isn't that big a deal to him. But Santa has reindeer from places like South America and India and Tibet and Austria. Well, from all over, really. If you were from any of those places, wouldn't you like to go home now and then and see the family that's, you know, still there? And eat food that's local to that place?
I see your point, Crash, I really do, but Santa's work is so important, and I think there would be worries about it being jeopardized by something as simple as not having reindeer to fly.
I think Santa has a good arrangement with them. They've never failed Santa, not once, Frank. Santa calls the reindeer his best elves.
Yeah, that's another thing I've wondered about too, Crash.
But does it bother you that Santa refers to his reindeer as elves?
Well, no, not precisely.
Oh, I think it might a little bit, Frank. You think that because they're animals, they shouldn't be at the same level as you and me.
Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, reindeer don't work in the workshop. They don't report the news, and they don't wrap presents and stuff stockings.
And you and I don't fly, Frank. Think about it. What would happen to Santa if he hitched us to the sleigh?
Oh, don't be absurd, Crash.
No, this is exactly why Santa calls the reindeer elves. They perform a vital function that cannot be done by anyone else. And if that's not the definition of an elf, then I don't know what it is.
I guess that's fair enough, Crash, but they are elves of a different order because we can't interview them. We can't tell what they think, Crash. I think it might be different if people knew what they were thinking and how they felt about things.
Oh, but we do know, Frank. We know a good deal about them and how they think. We know that each of them has their own personality. We know that Santa himself can communicate with them, something that took him decades to master. We know how good their hearts are, and we know how much they invested themselves in the mission to Santa Claus.
Well, tell me a little about that, Crash. How do you know Billy, your reindeer? How did you get to know that stuff about her?
Well, it comes from spending time with her. I don't get to see much of Billy in December because I'm working so much, Frank, but at this time of the year, I take Billy and Tank out on little rides to places. I like to get out and get some fresh air, and so on a Saturday, I'll head out early and just tell Billy, "Hey, Billy, take me somewhere." And she knows all these interesting places, and she takes me there, Frank.
That's pretty trusting, Crash. How does Billy know where to go, and how come you never talk much about Tank?
Well, Tank doesn't talk, Frank.
But Billy does.
Well, not exactly, at least not with words. She communicates with her eyes. I can tell when she's not happy or if she's not feeling good. She nods her head sometimes, and she's got this little grunt that she does when I do something that she doesn't like.
And Tank doesn't do stuff like that? What do you mean when you say Tank doesn't talk?
Tank is just like a rock, Frank. I mean a literal rock. He's solidly built, and he's reliable as the day is long, but his personality is, well, it's just very reserved. I can't tell what he's thinking. He keeps things to himself. He's never happy, and he's never sad. He never gets angry. He's never high energy. He's just there, Frank. He's happy to pull the load, but never to talk about it.
So how did you end up with a reindeer-like Tank, Crash?
Well, to be honest, I got Tank before I got Billy. Tank isn't nearly as old as Billy, and he's a very good reindeer. In fact, since I don't have much time at home in December, both Billy and Tank like to volunteer in the reindeer department. They mentor other reindeer, and they participate in the reindeer games, and they serve wherever they might be needed when I'm out following Santa around the world. But Tank came to me from the scouting division of the reindeer department for years. He worked on a team that would fly some of the scientist elves who go out every now and then on mapping missions for Santa. Tank has great stamina, and he can handle long rides like that. But he got injured returning from a flight from Mongolia about 20 years ago, and, well, he just hadn't been the same reindeer. I got to know him back when I was in the wrapping department, and he was assigned for a time one Christmas to move light loads of ribbon and stuff like that, and I was working at that time with an elf named Fiona, and she was, like Santa, a reindeer whisperer. She was able to learn where Tank was really hurt and the kind of pain that he was in. Fiona worked with the reindeer department to get him better, and I was there when they discovered his disability. I asked to have him because I felt I could work with him, and his lighter duty with me would make him happy, and all that's worked out pretty good, Frank.
Well, I'm trying to understand this idea that reindeer leave the North Pole. Where does Tank go when he leaves the North Pole?
Well, he's an American reindeer, Frank. He's from the Rocky Mountains, from somewhere in northern New Mexico. That's home to him. He goes home every other year, and he's usually only gone for, a few weeks, maybe a month.
Wait, he doesn't stay away all that long?
No, he'll leave sometime in the spring, and he comes back just 4 or 5 weeks later. Some reindeer are like that, Frank. Tank is kind of a loner, and he does what he wants. I talked to Santa about it once, and he told me that Tank comes from a colony of reindeer that Santa knows pretty well. He has a small family, and Santa says that all the reindeer from that area are all kind of like Tank, very quiet, very independent, but very, very reliable.
Oh, that's interesting. Does Santa tell you about the various reindeer and what makes them different?
Sure he does. Reindeer from Italy, for example, are known for their abilities to run really fast. They're lighter and they're smaller than many other reindeer, but they've got no real stamina. They really aren't all that great on very long flights, and that's why none of Santa's reindeer on his team are Italian, Frank. But they're feisty, and Santa says if he ever has to cover a short distance in a quick amount of time, he'll put together what he calls his Italian speed team.
There seems to be a system in place that put reindeer into special jobs, Crash.
Well, yeah, that's what the reindeer games are all about. Just like people, reindeer are all different. They come in different sizes and different colors and you know, just different abilities. You know, they're all from different places, and Santa wants to work them where they are both happy and successful. Not every reindeer can be on Santa's team, but all of them can be put to work if they want to serve.
So who decides when the reindeer come back? In my experience, the majority of them show up around the same time, and who decides that?
Well, they do, Frank. They know when Christmas is, they know what work needs to be done, and they seem to always get it done.
But there's no calendar, no plan for their return, nothing officially in place?
No, I know that's weird to think about because Santa's a planner and we usually know down to the minute what's going to happen for us, but that's just how it works with the reindeer.
Well, all other elves seem to have goals and plans and quotas and set expectations of all kinds, but not the reindeer, Crash. Maybe that's why I have such a hard time seeing them as elves.
Yes, they are different in that regard, Frank. Santa has a different set of rules for the reindeer for sure, but somehow it all works out.
Crash, that's an interesting take on the reindeer. Thanks for being here to discuss this a little bit more about them. And we'll be back soon with another episode of the North Pole Podcast, where Crash answers questions from people all around the world. To send in a question for Crash, just visit our website at santaupdate.com. For North Pole Radio News and on behalf of Elf Crash Murphy, we thank you for listening to this episode of the North Pole Podcast.